Now joined on the pregame show by the skipper, Sean Smedley. And Smed, things have changed a little bit here lately. Looking at the standings, three games back, nine to play. Obviously, a three-car pileup in front of us, but there's opportunity here. How exciting is a week like this, considering it's, you know, only June 10th?
Yeah, you know, we always talk about playing meaningful baseball, and, you know, meaningful baseball in June right now for the, you know, end of the first half is awesome for this group, awesome for these guys, and, you know, it's kind of, the ball's kind of in our court when it comes to these last nine games, and, you know, we got a chance to do something pretty cool.
Last week at Carolina, you take 4 out of 6 from the team that's really been the best team in the league all year. How much of a confidence boost is that coming into this week against a team that had our number for a week?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was really impressive the way the guys came on the road, and we played extremely well. You know, this season so far, we haven't played great on the road, but to see us kind of flip the script and go up to Carolina and play really good baseball was really fun to see. You know, and then this week against Augusta, you know, I wasn't there the first series, but I know how they play. I know their manager well, and it'll be a fun series.
First road series win last week. Now, turning to some individual guys, I'm not going to jinx it, but Theo's got a nice little on-base streak going. What strikes me about him is his consistency. For a guy who's just 19 in his first full pro season, how often is it do you see a guy as young as he is and as largely inexperienced as he is be this consistent?
It starts with his work. You know, he comes in here, he's a pro day in and day out, taking care of his body, taking care of his cage routines, taking care of what he needs to perform each night. You know, so when you talk about getting on base for him, it's swinging at the pitches in the zone and, you know, not chasing out. And right now he's been doing that really consistently, and at the end of the day, like, consistency in this game is what's really important, and he puts himself in a good spot every at bat, every game, to be consistent.
And obviously it was a small sample size for him last year, but just an insane jump in the numbers. How much do you think that failure last year kind of benefited him this year?
Oh yeah, it does. You know, we talk about all the time, at some point in everybody's career there is a spot of failure, whether it's an A ball, double A, triple A, or even in the big leagues. Everybody gets a taste of it. And, you know, for him to get those kind of games under his belt early on here in Charleston, I think it really does benefit him coming into this year, feel comfortable in the box, understand what Charleston is like. You know, and right now he's taken off and put himself in a really good position.
Now to the other half of the Killer G's. Bri Lehrer has kind of struggled a little bit lately. Again, that's to be expected for a guy who's just 18. But, you know, what's got to turn for him a little bit?
Not much, honestly. He's just right now, he was chasing out of the zone a little bit, and I think we're gonna he's kind of started railing that back in and putting himself in a good spot to take his walks. When he's willing to take his walks, he's gonna be that much better of a hitter. He doesn't have to try to force things, because at some point somebody's gonna throw him a pitch and he's gonna hit it hard. And he showed that a couple times last week, hitting a ball, I think it was 116 up the middle for a realistically a line drive double that got all the way to the gap. So, you know, Braylor is a very special player. It's just learning consistency and learning the strike zone for him right now.
You know, of all the guys that have had, you know, pretty strong first halves, is there one that kind of jumps out to you as maybe the biggest surprise so far this year?
Nobody necessarily is a surprise. You know, we had such a slow start. I'm seeing a lot of our players right now have a really big, you know, jump in this season. You talk about a guy like Flewelling, 18 years old, you know, a rough start, but right now he's in a really good spot. A guy like Polanco, who was here last year, he started out in a tough spot, and right now I think the last month he's been hitting over 300. So we got some guys right now that are we're trending in the right direction. That's what we always talk about with the Rays, is development. And if we can get these guys trending in the right direction throughout the, you know, latter part of the season, the last 3 months, we're going to be in a really good spot.
Now, the bullpen is a spot that's been so successful that it's almost been detrimental because so many guys have gone up to Bowling Green. Obviously, that's the point of all this. But, you know, how do you as a manager kind of evaluate guys in game situations for okay, who's going to fill out that closer role that's, you know, somewhat vacated with Alberto's departure about a month ago and things like that?
Yeah, you know, myself and Levy, we do a good job of communicating during the game, before the game, trying to put these guys in the best spots to have success. For us, it really doesn't matter. Three outs is three outs, whether it's the seventh inning, eighth inning, or ninth inning. I know everybody says the last three outs are the hardest to get, but you can win or lose a game in the eighth.
Yeah.
So to put ourselves in the best spot to give these guys success, whether it's a certain matchup we see, a spot in the order, or if we like a certain pitch against a certain guy, you know, we try to lean ourselves to make sure that they have success out of the bullpen.
Smed, thanks for the time. Best of luck this week.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.